You're listening to MLB.com Extras, brought to you by the MLB.com Shop.
Hi, this is Phil Rogers, MLB.com Extras, Pittsburgh Pirates edition. As always, joined by Tom Singer, talking about a very interesting Pirates team coming off another very interesting season in that very competitive National League Central. Tom, just when you look at the Pirates now as they head full steam into the hot stove season, it's kind of the rotation that jumps out at you, that they have behind Garrett Cole a whole lot of question marks with the health of Charlie Morton, who had the hip surgery, and the free agency of Francisco Liriano, Edinson Volquez. Any reason that situation is less volatile than it would seem? It seems like it would be the obvious focus of the Pirates at this point.
Oh, absolutely. And it's also a somewhat interesting scenario. You mentioned Charlie Morton. There's another guy in that injury-delayed mix, Jameson Taillon, who's coming off Tommy John surgery. But ideally, in a perfect world, they could both be major contributors by the second half of this upcoming season, which definitely affects how you go about reconstructing your rotation. So the GM, Neil Huntington, has a pretty major assignment. Francisco Liriano, has been contemplating what to do about the qualifying offer he got. The Pirates may negotiate off that if he accepts a two-year deal, but they don't like to go any longer for a starting pitcher. So, I mean, it depends what kind of feedback Liriano received in a few days. He had to make up his mind. But beyond that, the two incumbents in the rotation are Jeff Locke and Vance Worley, both of whom were mid-season plug-ins last year, so that they kind of played the role that Morton and Taillon might play in 2015. So it's a very interesting scenario with a lot of moving pieces.
Yeah, absolutely. And I probably should have started with this question, but I'll throw it in there. Just how painful was it, you think, for the Pirates, who were one and done in that wild card against the Giants, to watch the Giants celebrate a world championship? I mean, there's got to be an element to the Pirates of thinking, man, if we could have won that game, who knows, maybe that could have been us going the distance.
Exactly, but in a, on the flip side of that, I think it might have eased the blow of having been so dominated by Madison Bumgarner in a wild card game, because Madison went on and dominated everybody else. So that doesn't make you feel like you missed a huge opportunity. It kind of makes you feel like one of his many victims. Obviously, if they would have overcome Bumgarner, then the whole postseason changes. So it's an interesting toss-up question. But from a fan's perspective, and I can kind of put myself in their place a little bit better than I can in the player's place, I think that kind of eased the shock of the quick exit, because the guy who kicked him out of the postseason went on and did that to everybody else.
Yeah, absolutely. And a red-hot team that was scoring runs against pretty much everybody they faced through the whole postseason, too, with Hunter Pence and the other guys that were just getting it done for the Giants. So, looking again at the hot stove, I mean, also the question, Russell Martin's free agency along with Liriano, obviously before you get to free agency, the team has had some chances to talk about a contract extension, and I mean, it seems like clear that Russell Martin is viewing this as his opportunity to get a, the biggest contract of his career. Any chance at this point that the Pirates can step up and hang on to him? I know obviously they would love to do it, but it seems like it's a daunting task.
Well, there's always a chance, but the overwhelming theme with Martin is when he came to Pittsburgh, he had a chance to sign a longer contract than the 2 years that he did sign. And he was very upfront about it. He wanted only a two-year contract because his agenda was to reestablish his market value. And the implication in that confession was that then, you know, you would go, you know, beyond. So essentially, he did what he wanted to do. And having done that, why would you lower your sights and not seek the biggest contract you can on the market? I mean, that's basically what the Pirates are up against. They'll definitely step up for Martin, who already signed the richest free agent contract, although it's very conservative. The Pirates have ever given anybody. So I think they'll definitely, once again, go beyond that. But I don't think they can keep up with the market will offer Martin. A lot of teams are looking for catchers, and he is by far the premium catcher on the free agent market. And it's a tough, competitive, financially competitive environment for Pirates in which to compete. I just don't see it as being very optimistic.
Tom, looking at guys in their system, watching the Arizona Fall Stars game, Josh Bell, highly regarded outfielder, but now seeing some time in Arizona at first base. Does that kind of speak to the organization's hopes that they can produce a guy that will lock up this first base position where they've kind of rotated, traded for Ike Davis last year, helped them some, traded for Sanchez the year before. Could Josh Bell develop into a homegrown answer that locks that position up for a while?
Well, that was certainly the intent. But from what I've seen and even Josh himself has confessed to, it has not gone too smoothly. I don't know if they'll experiment with him at first base beyond the Arizona Fall League. The downside of him playing first base is it removes a lot of the athleticism he showed in the outfield. He seems to be very tentative and mechanical around the base, but maybe that's because it's a totally new position for him. My takeaway at the moment is that that transition has not gone well. The Pirates wanted to see if it was a logical move to make, and they may have reached the conclusion that that's not his best position. And the reason they wanted to get a read on him at first base, obviously there's no room in the Pittsburgh outfield for him, and there's no sense that any opening will be created in the near future. So I think perhaps they wanted to get a read on him at first base, and if it's not going to work, I think he could be a very desirable trade piece. He could be somebody that would be the centerpiece of a major trade where the Pirates could pick up the first baseman, maybe a catcher. So, the Pirates will never tip their hand, but I think what they wanted to find out whether it's a sensible thing for him to do, and if it doesn't work, well, then, we'll have to perhaps, include him and make him available in trade, basically.
With Harrison emerging and being for long stretches last year, way above average third baseman, could a position change be in the move with Pedro Alvarez across on a permanent basis from third base to first base? And do you think that's something that could be resolved before they head toward Bradenton?
That's a pretty tough question for the simple reason that that would be ideal if Alvarez, who did play a little first base late season and looked to be comfortable. But the perception is that Alvarez wants to reestablish himself as a premier third baseman, a status he certainly enjoyed until developing the throwing issues last season. He definitely wants to reestablish himself at third base, which obviously leaves first base as a major hole, and also would displace Josh Harrison. I mean, what do you do with Josh, who was probably the team's most valuable player last season? It's a very ticker situation with the Pedro. I, I, I don't see any early resolution to that. I think they'll go to spring training with Alvarez as their third baseman and kind of find a place for Harrison someplace else. It's a very tough situation for the general manager, who doesn't want to give up on Alvarez, obviously, because he represents, the Huntington regime's first number one draft pick. So they have a lot invested in him. And if he wants to play third base, I think he'll be given a chance.
Well, a lot of time to go in the hot stove season. A lot of things could change and shake out. But they're off to an interesting start and a lot of things to look at with the Pittsburgh Pirates. Thanks very much for Tom Singer. This is Phil Rogers. This has been MLB.com Extras, Pittsburgh Pirates edition.
Visit the official online shop of Major League Baseball at MLB.com/shop for the largest selection of authentic caps, T-shirts, jerseys, hoodies, collectibles, and more. Get your gear straight from the source, the MLB.com shop.